I was talking to a business owner yesterday, and this business owner has been in business since 1989. He was in business before that, but he started his business then, and so he's in his 30th year right now. And he told all sorts of stories, and he's had a lot of success throughout the years, and you know, gone through the ups and downs of the markets, and you know, who knows what else happened between 89 and 2018. But the one thing that I saw that resonated with me and made me think of you, Mitch, is hard work. It's that through it all, he's been through changes in the industry, and he's had to adapt and he's had to adjust. But every story that he told was about hard work. For example, when he went to go from high school to college to play football, he had to work harder. When he left college and he had to get in the business world, and then he went into sales, and then went to his business, every step of the way, he had to work harder. And here I am a little while ago having a conversation with you, and I feel like you talk about just being there, just showing up. And we also talk about people in sales that don't make it is that they're not seeing enough people and they're not working hard. You know, you can't just in this day and age work from 9 to 5 and assume that, oh, that's going to take care of it. Like, what else are you doing? What do you have? What else exists out there? But we pontificate about this topic all the time, and it's a super simple concept. But I think you play it out very well because you live it every single day is that word, hard work.
Yep. And that, you know, I was just thinking as you were saying that, you know, the old Benjamin Franklin thing that said early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So, you know, you can not be the smartest guy in the world, but if you're getting up and doing whatever the business is, whether it's insurance or real estate or anything else, is, you know, you got to be doing it every day. And that's what I have found is, you know, I get up some days where I don't look at my calendar and I go, I don't really see a whole lot out there. I don't have set appointments. And yet some of those days are the best days because I get out and I get in front of agents and all of a sudden they're saying, hey, I'm glad you're here. I got a case I need to talk to you about. Or, you know, you talk about a certain topic and they go, my favorite thing is I got a guy we need to talk to. And all of a sudden you've had a successful day.
Right. And so you had to get creative in those days to make that happen. There was also something recently that happened is you weren't feeling well. Now, I'm not a proponent of someone going out there and getting other people sick, right? I got 3 kids and that's the last thing we need at our house. But at the same time, when you're working and you have to go and sell something or whatever it is you're doing in your job, if you have to go and get tasks done, and sometimes you don't have to go in an office, you can be at a computer by yourself and still work hard. I mean, there's other ways to do it. But you don't take days off. Like, it's going to take a lot to bring, I think we're going to be like a middle linebacker to come and take your head off in order for you to not to show up to work. When you hear a lot of people say, you know, I was feeling a little bit under the weather, so I decided to not work at all today. When, again, yeah, you don't have to go out and see people per se and get other people sick, but there's always a way to get something done. You know, relatively speaking, of course, you know, sometimes you are just too sick and you can't go out and or someone's in a worse position. We're not talking about that, obviously. We're talking about when, hey, it is what it is. Either you go make it happen or you don't. There's really no other decision. There's no other option.
Right. Well, you know, I can only think of one time in the last 25 or 30 years that I really did truly have the flu. We always talk about people having the flu, but when you really have the flu, I mean, I couldn't even formulate a thought. So that one day I did stay home because I just couldn't even, you know, write an email. But, you know, I had Achilles surgery about 7 years ago, and I had Achilles surgery at 8 a.m. And went out to lunch. I went out to lunch after the surgery, and then I went home and worked on my computer for 3 hours and got a lot of things done. And I just, you know, even when I don't feel that well, I always find a lot of times when I get out and move around that I feel better. And I keep that routine. And I am kind of a creature of routine. So you create that routine. But what you also do with your agents is if you're seeing that agent, you know, I've got agents that I've seen every Wednesday for 20 years. So when you create that psychology of, hey, Mitch is going to be here today, and it gets in their mind, hey, maybe I should have something for him, or maybe that brings focus to their life insurance or long-term care. It is that I think it's the relentless nature of that keeps business flowing.
Yeah, and you're talking about agents, just so for anyone that's listening, it's agents can be your client, it can be any part of your business, your vendors, or whoever it is that you need to talk to. What I think people would then start assuming here at this point is after hearing you talk is, well, you just work 24/7, you have no balance, no alignment, or whatever they want to call it in your life. And that's actually not true, is because you're the one at your son's football games. You're the ones going out to lunch with your parents and with your daughters and doing all these different things. And I think that's important as well, is that You've talked to people in business and they'll call you maybe at 6:30, 8 o'clock at night, let's say, and they'll say, well, I want to work on this. And no doubt, we want that. We want people who want to work off hours and make things happen. But at the same time, you've been one of the first people to say, turn it off. You know, you need to turn it off. You need to take a break. And, you know, you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You got to watch the Steelers play, you know, beat the Bengals or beat the Browns or something like that. But you have to have that balance and alignment. And you do have that. And like I said, you are one of the first people to say, turn it off. And to talk about that for a second.
Yeah, no, I've gotten to where, you know, like I've always been an afternoon workout guy. And so, you know, at 5 o'clock, I'm usually pulling up at the gym and I try my best not to have anything going on unless you got somebody that just wants to meet you, then I try to be at that gym at 5 o'clock and be doing something, whether it's lifting weights or running or getting on the bike or whatever. And that actually kind of resets my brain and it takes the stress of the day off. And then sometimes I'll go home at night and I'll return some emails if I see something or if I have something to do. But yeah, I mean, normally on the weekends, I'm going to my son's football game or going down to meet with the girls, or I've got a granddaughter now. You're just using your time wisely and working as hard as you can for the hours that you decide to work.
That's it. And I think a lot of times people assume that the only way to work hard is to give up family and fun and all these other things, when it's actually not true. Is when you are at that fast pace, you can actually still do it all. And I think you're proof of concept that you can do all of those different things. And I'd encourage you, anybody in any business, doesn't be insurance or marketing, any business that's out there, to chat with someone like you. I mean, there's other people out there that have that mentality, but to talk to those people, to see them as a mentor. I mean, you've mentored quite a few people, and you know, I think it's an important way to build in your career and self-development and all that.
Well, I like to be, I like to be in the action, and I enjoy doing different things. And in fact, I had an agent call us from Florida this week, and he was asking questions about health savings accounts. Well, that's not really our core business, but we're trying to market to that agent. So I knew where to go to find out. And so I went and actually got on a conference call with his client and was able to get her question answered. Now that didn't make me a dollar. That didn't do anything other than show that agent what a resource that we can be for them in their business. And so some of those things that, you know, I encourage people to say is, you know, be a resource. I mean, go that extra mile, and that's where you can distinguish yourself from other people that are doing your job, is to say, hey, I'm going to be a resource, not only in what I do, but in other things that you do as well. And then to develop that personal relationship. I know a lot about my agents. I know about their kids. They know about my kids. So we go in there, and a lot of times we're just asking each other questions about our family.
That's it. Well, so it's attention, right? So if people are coming to you because you're the resource, you have their attention. And the other thing you're talking about is that it's a form of content marketing, if you will, but it's genuine. It's the real stuff. You talking about someone else's kids, that should be genuine. You know, we all know those people that ask about the kids that really don't care because they're kind of looking for the next question. You know, they're looking to get into the sale. So, and you can see right through that most of the time. But it's the genuine stuff. And that's like if you want to talk about the Steelers game because you're into the Steelers and it's Monday morning. It's like, hey, let's play Monday morning quarterback real quick. And we'll get into business, right? It's what I would call that truest form of content marketing. But it isn't marketing because it's genuine. So it's just people talking. It's like you said before, it's just relationships. And then you just got to go out and see enough people and talk to enough people and keep picking yourself up because, you know, we've all been through it. You'll have bad days. And you're one of those people that I talk to. And, you know, one day I could talk to you on a Monday and things just didn't go well. That doesn't mean you're not getting going on Tuesday. And Tuesday might be the best day that you had that week, even though Monday was the worst day. So you just got to keep showing up.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, the thing is I think every generation, every decade or every year, there's always something you could say, well, you know, because the stock market in 08 dropped 36%, you know, I had a bad year. Or, you know, because we had, the Iraqi war, or there's always something that you can point to say, well, you know, that's why this is bad or that's bad. But, you know, my best year, and one of my best years in the business was 2008, that year that was so bad. That was my best year ever in the business to that point. But I think part of that is just, you know, the being out there doing your job every day and being relentless. It's not timing. I mean, it isn't timing, it's time in. And so it's the time that I'm putting into what I'm doing and not just saying, hey, I'm going to do really well in the good times. Anybody can do that. It's the bad times where things are not that great that I'm still doing business when other people aren't. And that's the hard work that we're talking about.
I want to finish on that. Time in, not time in. And I think that's something a lot of people can remember. I appreciate it, Mitch.
Thank you.
This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource, Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.